Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin the seventh and final set of halachas in the Rambam's Sefer Zroim in the Book of the Plantings, where we begin Hilchos Shmita Be'ebel, the laws of the seventh year and the 50th year, respectively. Which Rambam says, Yesh Bechlolan, there is in their category, Shtayim Be'esrim Mitzvahs, 22 mitzvahs, Tisha Mitzvahs Haseh, 9 positive commandments, Ushlesh Esrim Mitzvahs Lesei, and 13 negative prohibitions, Zeprotin, and these are their specifics. Aleph, 1. That the land should be left alone in the seventh year from any work being done. Beis, number 2, that one should not do any work to the land in this year. Gimel, number 3, a person should not do any work on a tree in this year. Dal, number 4, a person should not harvest the aftergrowth the way the harvesters do. Hey, number 5, shall yivtza hanazim kederech habaitzrim, so that those who harvest the grapevines should not do in the normal way that they normally harvest it. Vav, number 6, shiyashmit mashatayitzi arts, that he should declare ownerless whatever the earth produces. Zayin, number 7, shiyashmit kalav basai, that he should cancel all his loans, and these are all during the Shemitah of the seventh year. Ches, shli yigais b'lit b'haloiva, that he shouldn't pressure or try to collect from the borrower. Test number 9, that he shouldn't hold back from lending before the Shemitah year, because he should have the money, that he shouldn't lose it by, that he can't collect anymore after the Shemitah year. Yod number 10, to count the years in cycles of 7, which that leads us to Yod Alv, number 11, is Lekadosh Nasach HaMishim, then after the 7 cycles of 7, to sanctify the 50th year, known as Yevil. Yod Beis, 12, to blow the shofar on the 10th of Tishrei on that Yovel year, so that the slaves should go out free. Yud Gimel number 13, one should not work the land in this year of the Yovel. Yud Dal, one should not harvest the aftergrowth the way the harvesters usually do. Tezvav 15, again, with similar halachas to Shemitah, that one should not harvest the grapevines the way the normal harvest is done. Tezayin number 16 is Likten Gu'ulu La'aretz B'Shanazu, that the land should have a redemption in this year. B'zeo Din Ste'achuzo, Ste'imikna, these are the laws of the ancestral field and the acquired field, that they go back to the original owner in the Yevil year. Yedzayin number 17, Shle Tamacha Ha'aretz Letzmisus, the land should never be sold for eternity, because, again, in the Yevil year, it's supposed to go back to the original owner. Yudches 18, Din Bate Archema, the laws of the house of a walled city. Yutas number 19, Shleinchal Kloshev and Levi Be'eretz Yisrael, that the tribe of Levi does not inherit in the land of Eretz Yisrael. El Nislam Orem Matam Loshavas Bam, rather, they're given cities as a gift to dwell in. Chaf, Shleikir Sheva Levi Babiza, that the tribe of Levi does not take from the spoils of war. Chafalev 21, Litin Lalavim Orem Loshavas and Megidoshein, to give to the Levim cities to dwell in and with open land outside of that city. Chabez, Mitzvah number 22, Shlei Mochim Migresh Orehem, that the dwelling of their cities should not be sold forever. El Goyel and Oilem, rather, they could always redeem it, Bein Lefneha Yevil, Bein Lacha Yevil, whether before Yevil, after Yevil, they can always redeem their Migresh, the open parts of their fields of their cities. Unlike Yisrael, they can always get it back. Ubei Mitzvahs Eilu, B'Prokim Eilu, an explanation of these commandments are in these chapters, which there are 13 Prokim. In Perek Alf to Gimel, the Ram discusses regarding the obligation of cessation of the fields in the seventh year, and also regarding what's called Tosefes, the additions of before and after the seventh year. Perek Dalet to Zayin talks about the produce of Shemitah. Perek Ches discusses regarding someone who is suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah. Perek Tes discusses regarding Shemitah's Kesafim by canceling monetary loans. Perek Yud discusses the laws of Yovel. Perek Yud Alf and Yud Beis discusses regarding the field and a walled city, and Perek Yud Gimel discusses regarding the portions of the Levim. So begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter in these Hilchos Shmita Be'evil, in the Sefer Zroim, where the Ram discusses regarding the work done to the land and the tree in the Shemitah year. Which Ram opens up Halacha Aleph regarding the actual mitzvah and the Isser Min HaTorah. Mitzvah Saseh, a positive commandment, is Lishbois, to stop, Me'avaydis Arts V'avaydis Ilon B'shon HaShviyas, from doing any work on the land or on trees in the seventh year. Shemlek says the pasuk in Yikra, "V'shav sa'ar Shabbos Hashem," that the land will rest, a resting for Hashem. And V'nemelek, it says the pasuk in Shemlek, "B'chodesh Shabbakotz Tishbeis," regarding plowing and harvesting, it will stop. "V'chalo'isim alacha, ma'boid sa'aretz, ohilonis b'shanazu." Whoever does work from the work of the land or of the trees in this year. Bitl mitzvah to say he nullifies this positive commandment. And Avah Allah to say no so violates negative prohibition like it says in the pasuk Mikra. So chalei sizra, your field you should not plant. V'kama chalei sizmer, in your vineyard you shouldn't prune. And if someone's doing the work, he's violating that negative prohibition. Halacha beis in yalikum in that Torah. Now it doesn't get biblical lashes. Ela al azria or al azmira, either on like the pasuk we just brought, either for planting or on pruning. And for harvesting or on which is on the grain field, or bitzira, which is harvesting on the by the vineyard, where it's ve'echad ha'ker'en ve'echad sha'arlanz, that applies to a vineyard and to other trees. As Rama says in Halacha Gimel, uzmira b'chlal zriya, now pruning is included in planting, which it helps facilitate growth, u'bitzira b'chlal k'tzira, which is the same thing, that in the harvesting of by the grapevines is included in harvesting like we have by the wheat fields. So v'lama prat nakasav. So why is the pasuk specifically pick out the two things we mentioned before? Laimalach to tell you al shtei terlodes el buvad hu chayiv. Specifically regarding these two derivatives that are singled out from all the malachas, that they're going to be chayiv malchus because of the violation. But regarding all other derivatives of the work that's done to the land, im sharha avos, or regarding all the other primary categories of malacha, which are not explained and specific over here in the pasuk regarding shemitah, ain't like a land. One does not get lashes for them. But they do get the rabbinic lashes. The Rambam explains halacha dalad regarding certain activities that its intention is to help promote growth, which those are rabbinically forbidden. As Rambam says, Ketzah, how so? Hachayfer, if someone digs, or hecharis, or he plows, if he does a letzerch akarka for the purposes of the land, or he masakal, or removes the stones from the field, or he mazabal, or he fertilizes the ground before you plant, so to make it better, or things similar like that, which are from the work done to the land, or someone extends the branch of a tree into the ground, or hamarkav, or he grafts the trees, or he plants, or things something like that from the activities done to a tree. Again, these are all malachas, but they were not specifically the two things that we mentioned in the prior halacha that it says in the pasuk. So makanus and makas martis in the brain, those are only going to get rabbinic lashes. Now halacha, hey, ain't nukti meshvias. Now, however, one is not allowed to plant in the shmita year. I feel ilan srak, even a tree that does not produce fruits. And v'leyachta chayabolas minilon is not cut off even like a wart-like protrusion from a tree. V'leyfar ka'olin v'habadam ayivashim, not take off the dry leaves and the branches. V'leyabik es tamarte ba'avak, you not go ahead and dust, put a certain type of dust on the top of the tree. V'leyashin tachtov, and not make it smoke from beneath it, k'deish yamas hatalas, so that the worms on the tree should die. V'liyosachas natiyas, and I'll go ahead and smear the saplings, b'davish yishlezuma, if something has a foul smell, k'vish loyichalaysa ho'if k'shurach, so the bird shouldn't eat it when it's soft. V'liyosachas apagin, neither are you allowed to go ahead and smear the immature fruits, which helps help it develop and mature. V'liyinkav'aysin, I'll make holes in it. V'liyichrachas natiyas, and I'll go ahead and wrap the saplings so that it should go up straight and not go ahead and lean over on the ground. And v'layikdoim oisam, and I'll trim them. V'layifasek eselonis, and I'll go ahead and lean the trees with a piece of wood. And v'chein shor kolabitz ha'ilon, all other types of work done with a tree. The masach is meil b'shuris. Again, if you do any one of these things, those are not the biblical prohibition, because that we said that was specifically we had the pasuk says sizra and sizmar, which those are the two things. That's the pruning, which is the same thing as Ria. And we said things that are similar like that, those are Ketzira, Betzira, those are the harvesting. But again, everything else, we said that all these other things are problematic, they're forbidden, but the one thing that you're going to get the negative prohibition for is those that are mentioned specifically in the pasuk. But everything else gets Makas Mardis. Halacha Vav, Emet Sisnes Ha'ur B'isha Sakon, we cannot light a fire by the overgrowth of the reeds, because that's also doing work on the land, because they're doing it to beautify the land, to prepare it for planting. And you cannot teach a cow how to plow, only in sand, which is not fit for planting, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. But on regular land, that would be problematic because you'd be working the land, although you're doing it just to teach them how to plow. So Tuvaim Baitkin this is wrong. You know, I'll go ahead and inspect a seed to see if it sprouts, like in a science lab, in a pot that's full with earth, because it looks like he's planting in the Shemitah year. But you could inspect the seed in a pot that's filled with dung, because that's not the norm where you plant. You could soak the seed in the Shemitah year, so that you could use it to plant after Shemitah year. You could also maintain this aloye, this type of wood that gives a good smell. You can maintain it in the top of the roof. But again, you cannot water it, because since on the roof, so that's not the norm where you plant it over there. So to maintain, you could. But to water it, that you're not allowed to water in the Shemitah year, because that's like making it better. And again, that's something that would be forbidden to be done. Now, the Chazayin and the Rambam discuss regarding different activities that are permitted, because their intent is not to promote growth, but rather just to maintain. Sacred as Elon, one could go ahead and dye a tree that its fruits were falling off prematurely. You could dye besikra with a red dye, and the purpose is that people should see and say, hey, why is the red dye over here? And they're going to daven for the tree that it shouldn't have the fruits fall off, which that's obvious because that's not really work that you're doing with the tree. So you're allowed to do that. But you're also allowed to load it up with stones, which, because this was the type of a tree that it was too fatty and had too much vigor, and therefore the fruits are falling off. So therefore, by putting on the stones, it actually weakens it. And you're allowed to do that because that's not making the tree stronger. If anything, it's actually making it weaker. So you're allowed to do that. You could also hoe beneath the grapevine, because since it's not a type of work that's done by fields and by vineyards, only done by vineyards, so it's not included in the Isser. And v'amakashkesh bezesim, if someone is removing all the types of things that are in the way from the tree beneath the olive tree, so imla harvest says, if he's doing it to make the tree stronger than us, that's forbidden. But if it's just to close up the cracks, that would be permitted, because again, it's only preventing damage from the tree, and that's not considered promoting growth. One could water an irrigated field in the Shemitah year, because if you're not going to water, the whole tree is going to die. But he stayed hazriya, so that's a field that planted that's very thirsty, which actually the term shlochen is a terminology of thirsty. As we find out, and the chen stay alone is so to a field of trees, an orchard. If they were distant one from the other, more than 10 in a beisa, also one would be allowed to water such an orchard. Which some have halacha test over here, some not. One could go ahead and direct the water from tree to tree. But he's not allowed to go ahead and water the entire field, because if we're not watering the whole field, it wouldn't cause a loss to all the trees, and if it's not permitted. But now, let's say if the trees were very close to each other, of 10 in an area of Beisa, where previously we had just said stay alone, the Merchakin Zem is more than 10 to Beisa. But here we're saying, if let's say they were closer and they had 10 in the Beisa, then Mashkin Kalasa the Bishvil, and then you're allowed to actually go ahead and water the whole field because of them, so that it shouldn't cause a loss to the field. And V'chinafar Halavan, so to the white earth. Mabitzin, they said, B'mayim B'shvias. You're allowed to go ahead and settle it with water in the Shemitah year. B'shvil Le'ilan Neshalei Pesed, because of the trees that shouldn't get ruined, which some have halacha test over here. V'aisen ugyos lagufanim. You let him make ugyos, which is like digging like a ditch around the trunk of the root of the tree, a small little ditch where the water gathers. You let him make it for the grapevine so that it could be watered. And v'aisen amas hamayim b'tchili, you let him make a canal of water initially. U'mamalnes nakamayim, you can fill up those ditches with water. Why do they permit all these things? I thought any work that's done with the trees and the land is forbidden. reason is, Shim Layashka, he's not going to order it, Te'asa Arts Malecha. So then the earth is going to be salty, which that's specifically regarding the permissibility of watering the Sadeh HaShlachan, the irrigated field. And Vyamas Kalechaban, all the trees inside are going to be, is going to die, that's going on the case of the orchard. Since all these prohibitions, as we said, and things like that, only rabbinic, so therefore here they weren't geyser, they didn't decree on these cases. And this is what we had mentioned when we started, because there's no biblical prohibition. Only those two primary categories that the pasuk talks about, and those two derivatives, like we explained in Halachas Beis and Gimel, those are the two things that the pasuk mentions. And those are the things that we have Betzira Bechlal, the Ketzira, and we have the Zriya, and the pruning. Those are the things that are the biblical. All the rest, only rabbinic, and therefore they were lenient when it's going to be such a washout of a loss. Halachi Rav Dram continues regarding what's permitted and what's, what do we penalize. So Mishadab HaNasim, when those who would force people increased, And the Gentile kings would force the Jews to have all these types of gifts given to their soldiers. So they only permitted, but they permitted, to plant in the Shemitah year things that are necessary for the king and his soldiers because of danger to the Jewish people's lives. Let's say there's a forceful person that forced a person to do in the Shemitah year for free, like for the service of the king or things like that. Then you could do that on the Shemitah year. If someone plants in the Shemitah year, whether by mistake or deliberately, Yaakov has to uproot what he planted. Because the Jewish people are suspect regarding doing work in the Shemitah year. And if you're going to say that if it was done by mistake, which would make sense, then you could maintain it. You say the one that did it liberally, say, oh, I did it by mistake. And we don't trust, and therefore we say, okay, you always have to rip it out. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hacheresh Asadeh, if someone plows his field, a Noro, or a similar type of a plowing, a Ziblo, he fertilizes it and does it by Shvis in the seventh year. And he does it Kadesh Ati, Yafel is Riba Matzah Shvis, he does it that it can be good to plant right after the Shemitah year. So Kainzanes, we penalize him, but lo yisrael b'mitzvah shvi'is, he's not planted after the Shemitah year. And ve'chaychen oisim men kedei lazara, neither do we go ahead and rent from him so that it could be planted. El tibur lefon, rather shall lay fallow in front of him, and ve'meis, and if he dies, so we didn't pass on the penalty to his son, and therefore yisrael b'noi, his son could plant it. It's specifically for him that we want to penalize him, but he's dead. Haloch yudalt, hamaver kaitzim me'artza b'shvi'is, so someone removes thorns from his land in the seventh year, so that it can be ready to go in after the Shemitah year. Or he removed stones from the land. So although he's not allowed to, as Rambam is going to say later in Halacha Zion, but like Kanso, they didn't penalize him because it's still not ready the field to plow. It's not like we said in the previous Halacha of actually plowing it. And there he's allowed to plant it after the Shemitah year. Halacha Zvav. Hatoymen lefes. If someone berries, turnips, it's known as and radishes, the things like that, which are things that are buried into the ground, and he does it b'shvis in the Shemitah year. So im hoyu miktzas ha'olin megulin. So if some of the leaves were still uncovered, so it doesn't have to be concerned because of sadchalei sizra, because it's not going to sprout, because it's not really attached to the ground, and he doesn't even want it to take root. Now vimla, but if let's say no leaves are uncovered, then also would be forbidden because of planting in the Shemitah year, because now it's like taking root in the ground and he wants it to take root. Hatemin es haluf, if someone buries the luf, which is a type of a wild onion, it's been the things like that. So liyifchis ma'arba kavim, you shouldn't have less than 4 kav of this luf, al goy v'tefach, on a height of a tefach, v'tefach of al gabav, and a tefach of earth on top of those onions, where that would look like it's only being buried and not being planted. And moreover, the time you have to bury it b'makom drisa sa'adam, in the place where people step, kedei shel yitzmach, so that it shouldn't sprout, because if it does sprout, it comes out that he really did plant in the Shemitah. U'mutu l'maris ba'oriz b'shvias, it's permitted to, either means to say, to water the earth of the rice, and to mix the water in the earth, or it actually means to rip off in the Shemitah year, v'lo yichsach, but he shouldn't tear off the saplings that come out So that's a limitation in regarding what could be done regarding the rice that's growing in the Shemitah year. Look at the Zayin. But if Shayin Hayam, originally they would say, Malakar Odom Eitzim Vavonim Asav Matechzadeh. A person could gather the wood, the stones, the grass from within his field, where if he's doing it for the purposes of using the wood or the stones, whatever he needs for his own purposes. But who, as long as Shitel Agas Agas, as long as he takes the big pieces, Kedishalei Skavon Lanakas Arts, as long as he's not intending to clean up the ground, because that would be the violation of Mesakel, of de-stoning the ground, which prepares it for planting, which is forbidden to work on the field on Shemitah. Al Mestei Chaveira, but from his friend's field, Neitel Ben Dak Ben Gas. Then you could take whether even the small, not only the big, because there's no concern that he's cleaning up his friend's field, because that's for him. He only would be doing it for himself to violate the Malacha of Shemitah. But Mishraba, Ibrahveira, but when they would increase the sinners from Miskavna Lanakis, that they intended to clean up their field, to do some work on the field. When they would say, oh, Hagas, Hagas on Neitel, only taking the big pieces. So also litl adam misadeh. So they've made it forbidden for a person to take out of his field, only from his friend's field. And that is shalei lakim b'tov, as long as he doesn't do it as a favor, meaning shalei yimaloi, you shouldn't tell him, oh, rei kamatov yosislach. You should see what a favor I did for you, sharing the cases of decha, because I cleaned up your field. Because if he's going to do that, then his friend's going to come to do it for him too, and again, it's going to come to bring back this whole cycle about people actually doing work on their field, on Shemitah. Let's say his animal was standing in his field. So malakir maybe live in there. Then he could actually gather the wood and the grass and bring it in front of the animal. Because here the animal is proving that he's not doing it to clean up the ground, because he's obviously doing it to feed his animal. Let's say the sort of his oven was there. Malakir, then he could gather everything, whether the big or the small pieces, or malik, and he could light it, because his oven is proving that he's not doing it to clean up the ground, but rather to go ahead and just light up his oven. If someone cuts a tree or two for its fire, for its wood, so you're allowed to go ahead and uproot it, because in such a small space, it's not the norm to plant. So they didn't make it forbidden because he's cutting it for the wood. But if let's say he's cutting down three or more trees, one on the side of the other one, then he shouldn't uproot them. That's actually fixing the ground. In other words, there's a concern that he's in, his intent is to go ahead and plant over here. It's rather you have to cut it from on top of the ground. But you have to leave the roots in the ground. But med moment we say this, from his own field. From his friend's field, again, they were not concerned. There he's allowed to uproot the trees. If someone cuts the branches of an olive tree, Little Eitzim to take and use the wood. So lo yichapa mekoyim habikuba ofer. He shouldn't cover over the place of where he cuts with earth, because again, that's work which is intending not to, that it shouldn't dry up. Av machas v'avon ma'bikash, but you could cover it with stones or with straw. That would be, meaning the first way is actually going to make the tree better if you would do it with earth. Again, you're not allowed to stimulate growth. But the stones or the straw, that's just that it shouldn't dry up. So then that would be permitted, because that's, again, that's maintenance. Halacha chaf. Hamazaniv ba'kfanim. If someone cuts the edge, like the tail, by the grapevine, or ba'kaitz kam, someone cuts by the reeds. Here's a kaitz kadaka, so he could cut in his normal way, meaning this zinuv is not similar to that of zimur, which is biblically forbidden, because zimur is cutting the top of the sprout. But mazaniv is actually cutting from the side, so therefore it's only rabbinically forbidden. And therefore he could cut in the normal way, a bakardim with a hatchet, a bamagel with a sickle, a magir with a saw, and whatever he wants. Halach chafalav, in kites, and one's not allowed to cut besulas shikama, the virgin sycamore tree, bashvis in the Shemitah year, meaning it's a sycamore tree that was never cut yet ever before. Kederach shekites and mishashon, like they normally cut in the regular year. Neshikitsasa vaizil, because it's cutting is the work of the tree. Because by cutting, it actually helps stimulate the growth and make it more. But if someone needs its wood, you could cut it in not the normal way, and then it would be permitted. How do you cut it? From with the ground, meaning close to the ground, either low down, very close to the ground, or higher than 10 tefachim. Ilan Shenivshach. Now, regarding a tree that was burst, was cut. Kaishnaisa b'shvisi, you're allowed to tie it on the Shemitah year. Again, loishayala, not that it should go up. Elishlayasa, again, just that it shouldn't crack anymore. And again, that's what we say, stimulating growth is problematic, but maintenance, meaning maintaining what you have, not to make it more, just to protect it, shouldn't get ruined, that's going to be permitted.